This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop the rancor. You know, we have to bring the nation together. We have to treat each other with a little bit of decency. So.
Activist teacher here, and I know that everyone is getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving in America, but I want to remind people that this is a white supremacist holiday for genocide maniacs.
We can have different political views, but we have one view. The one view is we're the finest, greatest nation in the world.
Stand up against the poison of white supremacy as I did my inaugural address to a single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
As the FBI and DHS ignore their sworn duty in order to fuel the narrative of white supremacy,
they broke the law, came in and occupied the Cannon Office House building, interrupted Congress, interrupted hearings. Right here, Katrina Bleakley is the lead attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Were you aware of this?
Maybe I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter.
Well, you know, I'm sure you do.
Sure.
Right, Mr. Ray, you should be interested in investigating terrorism. And this right here is proof that we had terrorists in our own office building. Global Intifada. And you rely on the Southern Poverty Law Centers. Katrina Bleakley is one of the organizers. I'll send this over to your office so maybe perhaps you can stop targeting innocent grandmothers and veterans who walked through the Capitol on January 6th and might actually go after people tied to Hamas, tied to Hezbollah, and likely Iran.
Our primary mission is a little group called Quiet Skies. It's a mission called Quiet Skies that we're following people that flew into the National Capital Region in January 2021. You did not have to go to the Capitol or the rally, and you've been put on a specific list that TSA now has assigned air marshals to follow these people who have not had any type of criminal investigation. They haven't committed a crime, but yet 3 years later, we're following the same individuals day in and day out.
They're not tracking terrorists at all.
Well, they didn't even have to be at the Capitol, Carly. They could have just flown into the National Capital Region. So if anybody was there for a job interview, to visit family, we even had a gentleman that was there for a funeral. They put on this domestic terrorist list just because of their geographic location to Washington, D.C. So these people did not even commit a crime. They weren't even at the Capitol.
What? Do those people know that they're on this list?
Some of them do, because when they go to the airport, they get the QUADISs on their boarding pass, and then they have to go through enhanced security. Then they're followed by teams of air marshals on any leg of flight that they have.
Those radicalized by state propaganda through the Mockingbird media, anti-American politicians, and funding by George Soros are morphing into their own cells of dangerous domestic terrorism.
U.S. right there. I'm in Manhattan. The U.S. is a evil. One day we will take U.S. All the Muslims will destroy U.S. and we will rule the world. I watch Israel people die and I masturbate with that.
Wow. What do you think about the Jewish people?
They are dirty. I hate them. I just like killing Jews. I raped them first, then I killed them. There's a difference.
The government appears to be going through the throes of a soft coup, where the Democratic Party foolishly intends on emerging as the saviors as future terrorism ignites a martial law state and unvetted illegal aliens are given the right to vote.
It's far more threatening to our republic if our own government facilitates criminal invasion, and it is incredibly threatening to our citizenry if our government's highest levels of law enforcement coordinate organized campaigns of weaponized oppression, harassment, investigation, arrest, and prosecution, and imprisonment of free Americans. That, Mr. Chairman, is the primary threat our homeland indeed faces today.
Simple math places the Uniparty and their fellow minions in the unelected federal bureaucracy as the greatest threat to the United States. It is the Uniparty that has become radicalized. John Bound reporting.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year. But because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run and we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted InfoWarStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Tom Renz for more than 3 years has been exposing the COVID tyranny. And he's been the preeminent lawyer actually getting things done at TomRenz.com, TomRenz.substack.com, Renz-law.com. Now, he's testified to Congress multiple times, state legislatures. He's filed lawsuits to get to the bottom of what's really going on. He's brought forward Eco Health Alliance vice president, special operations warfare expert, to blow the whistle. This guy has literally done more than any other lawyer out there, and he doesn't want the accolades. I'm just saying, I don't get excited to have, quite frankly, Kanye West in here, okay? I get excited about Tom Renz because this guy's changing the world for my family and your family and our future, and this is life and death. Now, I talked about this last hour, the fact that the globalists think we're going to forget what they did to us so they can do it again. And now they're trying the lockdowns again. The WHO's calling for lockdowns again. Canada, Australia are trying to bring the protocols back. California's bringing it back. We told you that back in August. They're trying. Now, look at some of these headlines before I go to him with the huge bombshells he's going to go over right now. WHO recommends China bring back masks, social distancing, and lockdowns due to mystery outbreak. Mystery pneumonia tears through schools in China with many, many hospitalized, an eerie echo early days of COVID. This is Dr. Robert Malone, one of the inventors of mRNA. Not 14 million lives saved, but over 17 million dead from the mRNA COVID vaccine. Lancet infectious disease must retract the fundamentally wrong peer-reviewed manuscript. But what happens when a Nobel Prize is granted based on a lie? And here's the big study, global impact of the first year of COVID-19 vaccinations. And it goes on, journalist Steve Kirsch laying it all out. And the insurance companies say over 20 million. Not 14 million lives saved, but over 70 million dead from mRNA vax. And here's the study that actually shows it right there. Global impact of first year of COVID-19 vaccination, mathematical modeling study. And here's the Lancet study right here. Now, continuing, what else is going on? Here's the Philippines. By the way, the main Japanese government's now saying the shot kills. Philippine government committee votes in favor to launch investigation into over 327,000 unexplained excess deaths between 2021 and 2022 after they took the shots. Are you getting me now? They're now running TV ads in the UK, US, Canada, saying it's normal for kids to have heart attacks. Get used to it. Children between 6 months and 4 years of age should receive two doses of the new COVID vaccine, says the Canadian government. Got the video of that. So they're rolling it out. Here's another one. New family law act in Australia lets the government take your children, force inject them, lock you up indefinitely. New York courts just backed Hochul, the governor. This is all globally the same operation to take you away for any reason and put you in these COVID camps. Here's the video of that. happening now. New York Appellate Division has ruled in favor of government Kathy Hochul in landmark case of government overreach. Isolation quarantine procedures. No evidence, no testing, no nothing. You disappear. That's the reality of what's going on. China hospitals at breaking point as the pneumonia strain causes 24/7 lines. Pfizer sues Poland for bailing on COVID-19 vaccine, citing shady EU mega deal. Never signed the deal. They refused after they saw the first wave of injections kill so many of their citizens. And we're going to skip this break coming up. Sues Poland for bailing on COVID-19 vaccine, citing shady EU mega deal. They didn't even sign the agreement, but the EU did, so they say they're under it. It's not just the U.S. government. Moderna also is spying on you. And it goes on. COVID vaccine not required. U.S. Army advertising come back. Exclusive. Over 300 CAF members launched $500 million lawsuit against military for COVID vaccine mandates. That's in Canada. And it goes on and on with record cardiac arrest. Dr. Peter McCullough exposing that. People who strictly adhere to COVID rules have mental health, bad mental health now, put into permanent Stockholm syndrome. And it goes on from there. So this is the reality. We know what the shots are doing. We know what COVID did. We know it's causing blood clots. We know it's causing prions to grow in our body. And now joining us for the rest of the hour is Tom Renz. New DARPA unclassified documents confirm SARS-CoV-2 was created in the EcoHealth Alliance of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, coordinated by Peter Daszak. It was designed to be deliberately virulent and humanized, resulting in 6.5 million deaths from the release alone. Anthony Fauci was involved. And we've got the documents and the funding. This is all public overhead shot, unclassified documents. So this is mega massive. I want him to respond to this information. He's ferreted out with deep research with his huge team of volunteers. And then we'll get into the numbers, 17, 22 million insurance companies confirming it. It's in those that took the shots. It's definitely going on. That's why they wanted to inject everybody, because they didn't want a control group who didn't take the shots like the Amish to show that they don't have autism. They live 10 years longer than people. Why? Because they're killing us. Life expectancy in every country that took the shots is taking a nosedive. Fertility is taking a nosedive. All right, Tom, that's quite the introduction. I appreciate you holding while I went through that. I'm going to try to shut up now and give you the floor as best I can to go over all of this. But this is insane, because they're coming back with the same protocols again, trying to just slide it in there, shoehorn it in there. Tom Renz, you've got a lot of findings. Biggest news yet in your three-plus-year investigation.
Yeah, well, you know, Alex, I love the way that you said that, because here's the thing. On our side, and I'm glad you gave me the opportunity, because I want to open with this. On our side of the freedom fight, right, so you got our side, the people who want God, family, country, freedom. They want America to be the shining beacon on the hill. And on the other side, you have global tyrants. The World Economic Forum, the CCP, all these monster globalists, just monsters that want death and tyranny. On our side, there's a fundamental failure to understand what's going on. And it's by design, I believe, right? So I think the other side, you know, they're trying to isolate us into pockets. And so we have guys who are working on exclusively election fraud. And they'll say, well, if we don't have fair elections, we don't have a free country. And they're right. They're absolutely right. Then you'll have guys who are working exclusively on J6. Well, if we don't have a free court system or an equitable court system, we don't have a country. And they're right. They're absolutely right. And then you guys working on the border. Well, if we don't have borders, we don't have a country. They're right. And then we've got COVID, right? Cornerstone of the Great Reset. You didn't have a stolen election if you didn't have COVID. You didn't have all the fraud. It was the kickoff piece of the Great Reset. So we've got guys who are working on that. One of the things that I want to open up with is I want to just absolutely beg everybody on our side to start understanding you're not fighting election fraud or J6 or the southern border or pick your thing or COVID. We're fighting the Great Reset, and we either fight it together and support each other or we collapse, because the tyrants that we're fighting are coordinating. And what we're seeing, and Alex, you've seen this, I've seen you talk about this. You know, they'll hit here, Then we'll make some progress fighting back, and then they'll move over here, and we'll make some progress fighting back. And it's always a bob and weave thing. And we never get all the way to victory anywhere because they're always moving the target.
Because we're fighting Hydra heads instead of getting the Hydra's heart.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So we've got to start recognizing that if we want to win this, we have to look at what the Great Reset is, and we have to hit it from all fronts. And
define the Great Reset. A global post-industrial destabilization plan, defunding police, crime, open borders, all of it to collapse civilization. That I've got clips, new ones, yep, from the WEF where they say we're collapsing civilization to bring in the Build Back Better. They have to collapse it to build back better. I mean, this is the war against humanity. Continue.
You're dead right. And one of the foundational pieces, and you know, kind of transitioning into what we're talking about, is to control humanity, you have to control the governments, you have to control the elections, you have to control speech, you have to control health. If we don't control health, you can't, that's the most foundational thing. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, you roll out a fake disease that's really about as bad as a common cold, but then you poison everybody with a vaccine that's actually worse than the disease.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've went through the whole process, and I have no problem, no qualms about testifying under oath or anything else, that I obtained these in a way that I believe they would be admissible in a court. Okay? The only problem would be is if I admitted them to court, someone's going to want to know who they are and what they are, and then I'd have to give the identity of the whistleblower away, and that would be a disaster. So, you know, I got to protect my people. But at the end of the day, I stand by these. Now, if you look at the DARPA documents, I highlighted some key points in those DARPA documents, and I hope we can show them, because they back up this up, right? And they back up some other things that we were showing, Alex, and this is critical. Well, I can't wait to show you that one. That's the COVID committee, and Johnson needs to get rid of this guy. Yeah, here. So these documents, okay, the closer it is to final attenuated vaccine form, the more likely it is the attenuating since August escape in 2019. So this is DARPA admitting that that first of all, that they were creating something that was going to be in an attenuated vaccine form, and second of all, that it escaped in August of 2019. So anybody who is saying that it didn't get out till 2020 is a liar. Or even December 2020 when they're first saying, the timeline's been a lie from the beginning. We knew that. Now, if you go to the next page that you have there, it starts getting into a couple other things, and these, all the rest of these tie together, right? It is not practical to inoculate bats directly with shots, nor can bats get respiratory infections from droplets. So the team developed an aerosol to deliver inoculations directly into the caves to ensure that the bats. So I want to explain what this is about. They're talking about the creation of the COVID vaccines, right? And they were testing this in and on and with and around these bats.
And by the way, let me just back you up. This was in the London Telegraph 3 years ago, but just people admitting in their emails that they wanted to release this open air in caves. So this is them covering their ass. Now you've dug into the, you've actually gotten the documents confirming all this.
Yes, well, what's happening in part is that these documents, you keep getting new pieces. And so when you get new pieces of a puzzle, you start seeing a bigger picture. And that's what's really happening. So, like, some of these documents, some of the things that we find, they'll make sense. But then you'll go back and read them a couple years later with all the new information you got, and you're like, oh, my gosh, look at this. And what this is showing is, you know, you and I, Alex, we talked, I think the last time I was on here, I was talking about the fact that they were creating aerosolized vaccines so they can just spray it in the air and you're vaccinated. Well, that's exactly what they did. They created these aerosolized vaccines, these aerosolized COVID vaccines in the mid-20-teens, went and sprayed around this bat cave. Because that was the only thing they could do. So this is aerosolized. And understand, what's the difference? Let me ask you this. If you create a virus, SARS-CoV-2, and it's floating around in the air, and the only thing that virus does is create spike proteins that make you sick, right? And you create a vaccine that's aerosolized, so it floats around in the air, and the only thing that vaccine does is make your body produce spike protein.
Which Pfizer and Moderna admit the shedding, and so here it all is, yet again, caught red-handed. They created it, they released it, and now it's mainline science at the Pentagon created the Moderna and the Pfizer shot. They gave it to them. That's how they, quote, made it in one day. No, they had it years before, and I know you don't like to speculate, but what's the larger plan? We know it attacks fertility. We know it attacks all the cells. We know it causes accelerated aging. It causes blood clots, heart attacks, myocarditis, strokes. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I mean, listen, everybody's been waiting for me to say that it's a depopulation effort. And let me tell you what, if it's not, I don't know what else you could do to make it more of one. Hey, listen, you've got something that they knew attacked the reproductive systems. We know that there are tremendous issues. There's a huge spike in fertility issues. Dr. Biss was with me when I was down in Washington in front of MTG, and she testified, she's OBGYN, she testified about a huge, huge spike in fertility issues, just anything related to making babies, right? So, and that's not a surprise. We knew this was going to happen. Further, you see that these things, one of the things I think is really important to these about this is to understand how many long-term side effects there are, and it ties into this SV40 gene, right? So the SV40 gene is something they know causes cancer. They know it.
So, again, it's basically, to dumb it down, it's DNA. It's a virus within a virus. It's a payload.
Yeah.
So this is beyond mRNA. It's not just the J&J that's a virus vector or AstraZeneca. You're saying that's what the Moderna is delivering, a whole cocktail of payloads, just like Dr. Judy Mikovits has said. It's delivering this sequence for cancer.
The way to think about this, the best way I could describe this is when you look at these vaccines, think of it as a cab, right? If you get in a cab, you put someone in a cab. So you have two parts. You've got the adjuvant or the vehicle that carries the vaccine. And then you've got the passenger in the cab, which is the genetic material that they want to put in your
body.
It's
like a missile carries 1,000 pounds of explosive in it. It's the delivery system.
Yes,
you've got the payload.
Yes, very much. So you've got the delivery system is causing a lot of problems. But the delivery system that it looks like they're using in part are these SV40 genes. And sometimes they're SV40 strands. And then sometimes they're encapsulating these in these lipid nanoparticles or whatever. But they're using these viral vectors, these different things. SV40 is really good for this, right? So they use that, and it carries whatever it is that they design, whatever genetic payload. So in the case of COVID, it's the payload to teach your body to make the spike protein, which is a pathogen. So they knew that this was going to cause cancer. And let me speculate a little bit here, Alex. If you put this SV40 gene in there, you know that SV40 has the potential to cause these turbo cancers. Isn't it peculiar that Biden launched Operation Moonshot in 2021 to cure cancer with another mRNA vaccine? And
exactly, they're giving us an even bigger cancer epidemic. This is so insane. And the problem is it's so complex, it's so evil. How do you get the average person to realize this is the jewel in the crown or the center of the wheel that gets them everything else they want? The world ID, the collapse of civilization, nobody can take care of all their sick family members. I mean, this is it. It's a post-industrial world. They're not just cutting off our energy and our food and our fertilizer. They're literally sickening, killing, and weakening us. We are under globalist assault.
We are absolutely. We are under war. This is a biological war. All right. And a 5G war entirely.
That's right. We're living in a biological war. It's a fact. So the people who control our Pentagon created this, rolled it out through EcoHealth Alliance because the whistle got blown in 2015 against Obama. They moved from North Carolina to China. They released it there. China's involved to play along with it, and here we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and understand, the DARPA documents specify that this was created in both U.S. and Chinese labs. And God knows which other ones. I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few other labs involved as well, because typically these are designed in multiple places, right? So, but you look at this. I mean, look at this right here. Vaccines work by targeted immune boosting via vaccine inoculators, chimeric. I mean, they're talking about this as a vaccine, and at the same time they're talking about this. They created the vaccine and the disease at the same time, and I really don't know that there's much of a difference.
And we even have the head of Pfizer Global. Remember Jamie O'Keefe before he got fired, the head of Pfizer Global mRNA, saying we create the viruses to guarantee the business model. We have him on damn tape. I mean, we don't just have the documents. Tom Rentz, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about what this means and the food supply. They're bombing with this as well. Folks, you're living in the middle of a depopulation bio.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And if you notice, Tom Renz and I are literally finishing each other's sentences, because this is all we do is research this. And the biomedical takeover, the tyranny coming in the white lab coats, Hitler did that, the communists in Russia did that. That's their tip of the spear. And now they're trying to bring the lockdowns and the controls back into place. And we've got 17 to 20 plus million dead, depending on which insurance actuary, Lancet Journal studies, you name it, from the shots. And they know the average person cannot admit that to themselves, because it's so horrifying that every major Western government is captured. From Canada to the U.S. to Western Europe to the U.K. to Australia, New Zealand, the rest of the world said, hell no, we're not taking this. Poland started taking the shots. People died. They said, we're going to stop. And they even signed a contract with Pfizer. Pfizer's suing them. And then, of course, Tom Renz has been at the tip of the spear with major lawsuits at the state level. RNA and DNA in our food supply, it's worse than we knew. He's got that information. I want him to continue with these DARPA documents that are unclassified. What's crazy is all this over the last decade came out in news articles. 2014, a bunch of scientists say, we're making weaponized gain of function, SARS, bird flu, it's got to stop. So there's been good people in the system blowing the whistle. So Tom, I'm going to give you the floor. We're skipping this break. We got 23 minutes left with you. I'm going to try to shut up and let you talk. But then I want to get into these big insurance company numbers, the Lancet reports, and you know the real numbers of dead we're talking about. But pulling back here, if this was a football game, people want to know, the globalists don't seem happy. I see the Clinton Foundation. I see Bill Gates. I see the UN saying, hey, we're losing. Now vaccine uptake of all these shots is way down to record lows. I mean, it seems like people have figured this out, but only partially. But just like Africa had the lowest COVID rates and lowest death, they figured out that this was going on, so they didn't really die from it. But then, as you said, Bill Gates says, I don't care. We'll spray it from planes. We'll have biomedical crops that can grow these pathogens in them, so you can't escape it that way. But we know when people, now they're coming out with a nasal COVID shot that they admit in the literature will shed. We know the real explosion in COVID sicknesses, even in the unvaxxed, started with the shedding when they started the shots in early 2021. So it seems like we're struggling and fighting back, but I wouldn't even say we're winning. We've got a shot at turning this around. Where are we in this fight? And then how is the enemy going to hit us next? And what happens if we don't stand up now and realize they're coming back for another attack?
Well, we got to start out with the recognition of the fact that there is hope, right? So, I mean, Alex, the first time you had me on, I don't know, a few years ago, whenever it was, you know, I started out as a nobody, right? And I'm still, you know, I mean, I live in Ohio. I got 12,000 people in my town. And the one thing that I can never say enough on enough interviews is that you have to understand the impact that I've been able to make through the grace of God has been big. You don't have to be special to do something big. You just got to be relentless and fearless and willing to continue fighting. You know, this has been demonstrated. And the reason that we're doing well, listen, 1.3% uptake on these new boosters, right? 1.3%. That is nothing. 1.3% is a joke, right? So that's a huge, huge, huge win. And as a result, they're moving it into the food supply, the air, and all these other places. But you have to understand the foundation. This is why the election, the COVID, all these different things, they have to be viewed together. The foundation for the Great Reset was to make so many people so sick that the economy would collapse, elections could be stolen, they could make all these changes. You have to have a major crisis. The problem is that because of people like you, because of all the people out there who are pushing things in the alternative press, the word got out that this whole health collapse that we're going to be facing is coming from these crooks who put it on us. So now they have to try and find new things, because at the end of the day, if you know, we get to the bottom, and we will get to the bottom of this. And as the public starts to recognize what Bill Gates and Borla and Schwab and all these guys did, they're going to be calling for heads, right? These guys aren't going to go back to their billionaire lifestyle after a week or two in some posh prison. They're going to be at the end of a rope, like if they did at the end of Nuremberg 1, right, which is probably where they belong. So this is an all-or-nothing thing. Klaus Schwab's even said the Fourth Industrial Revolution is a winner-takes-all game. So we either win on freedom or we lose everything, and they're not going to stop. They've committed their lives, their fortunes, everything to this. They cannot stop. So it's either we the people win or we the people end up enslaved.
I totally agree. Let me just say this and I'll give you the floor. When you study the Club of Rome, the UN, the Davos Group, their religion is depopulating. They believe they're saving the world, and they've told us this in their own statements. But it's really an excuse for them to play God. And so they did this not just for power and money and control. They're a death cult, and they were hoping, and they want to get the UN involved, and they want to have all the government sign liability forms with them. That's all coming out now. So they would use this corruption of government and the big uprising that came from it as a way to discredit existing governments and collapse those and bring in their technocracy. They admit that. That's even in the SPARS war game document that happened a few years before they released it. But if we externalize the method and the hierarchy and decompartmentalize it, that's the key, decompartmentalize it, they will get the blame because they're behind it. It will be their Waterloo. And that's why I see fear in them and their public reports and the leak reports. They believe they're losing, and they are. But the danger is they may skip from trying to get government skim liability protection and roll this out to having drones just spray stuff even more deadly or do a power outage, you name it, because a cornered demon is very dangerous. Please continue.
Well, you're dead right about that. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting about this, I had several months back, I had some whistleblower documents given to me, and they weren't something that I could ever make public, it turns out, but they were from the Rockefeller Foundation. And those documents demonstrated quite clearly, you know, every time you speak, Alex, your name was listed in these documents more times than I could count. Every time you talk about them, they have a media response that they do. So, like, this kind of conversation, they'll have a media response. They'll have a conversation. They'll figure out how they're going to handle the fact that we're talking about the Rockefeller Foundation's long-term ties to eugenics and other such things, and the fact that these guys are, you know, definitely involved with this on a lot of fronts. I mean, listen, they were listed as partners on some of the stuff that appears to be tied to the creation of SARS-CoV-2. So, I mean, you know, these people that you're talking about, this isn't speculation. I have paper trails. And, you know, it's interesting because I see people talk about you like you're a conspiracy theorist. And here's the deal. I got receipts. You know, and you said this before. This isn't because Alex and I are hanging out on the weekends having beers and planning what we're going to say together. You know, this is just, he does his research, I do mine. And I know, you know, I've become a, you know, Alex was right guy, because it turns out that a lot of times, most of the time you are. So, you know, this is absolutely indisputable what's going on. There is absolutely a group of people working globally to push some of these things and to facilitate a new world order. They literally tell us about it. They go on camera. And it may be hard for an average person to look at this and say, really, they're going to try and change the whole world and they're going to try and do this? Well, what do you want me to say? You can watch the video of them telling you. Should I ignore the evidence because it's uncomfortable or difficult? I mean, evidence is evidence, right? So, anyways, these guys now, they have to facilitate this great reset. The health aspects of it are key. Now, this actually goes back, and if you want to know how important tying this in was, and you want to talk about vaccine passports and all these things that they want to claim that they need to control travel, to control money, to control everything else, go look no further than Obamacare. Why was it that with the Republican House and Republican Senate, President Trump was unable to roll back Obamacare? Well, because the Republican rhinos wouldn't let him, because they had been sold out and told by their globalist masters that they weren't allowed to. I'll tell you why. Not because of the single payer, but because of electronic medical records. Without electronic medical records, they wouldn't be getting all the data that they've gotten from COVID. They wouldn't be able to do a vaccine passport in this country. They wouldn't be able to do these things. Electronic medical records were the foundation of Obamacare, and they were one of the secret things that they needed. So you've got these sort of things that are happening, and they're all based on destroying privacy, which they've talked extensively, the globalists have talked extensively about.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You've got Dr. Robert Malone linking to these studies. They're talking about 17 to 20 plus million dead, the insurance companies, the numbers they're showing. You've been digging into all this. What's the best info you got?
Oh, listen, that's a drop in the bucket. That's a drop in the bucket. So, you know, one of the things that you do, when I started doing this, I would study and I would study and I would study, and I would try and make sure that I could give you the most scientifically accurate numbers possible every time I spoke. And I never wanted to speculate on anything, because if you do, you know, they call you out, oh, you're speculating, Renz doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, they try and get your credibility. Over time, what I've learned is that sometimes you have to apply a little bit of wisdom to the numbers. So those numbers will be as accurate as can humanly be. If Malone and the insurance companies and those guys, if they can't back those numbers mathematically, scientifically to the T, then they wouldn't say it. Here's the problem. Those numbers are going to be conservative. The way that they get to those numbers is through, you know, different observable things, and there's a lot of stuff that they can't tie in, right? So if you're 75 years old, and you've had a couple COVID shots, and you're 3 or 4 months out, and you have a heart attack, there's nothing in that that's going to correlate the vaccine. They're just going to say you're 75, you had a heart attack, right? But it's very possible that the reason you had a heart attack was because of the vaccines. There's no way to know without doing some sort of a test, and they're not doing it. So honestly, the numbers are probably quite a bit higher. And I have absolutely no hesitation to say about saying that I think before this is over, The COVID vaccines will be the single biggest human death toll causer in history. I don't think there will be another thing that's good, including war. I think that you'll see more dead than World War II from the COVID vaccines, without any question, because these things...
And let's just slow down and say that again. We have...
You will see more...
Say it again very slowly. People hear this. We have the insurance company actuaries, the most accurate in the world.
Yep.
We have them admitting that in the Western world, life expectancy is plummeting, record miscarriage, record cancer, turbo cancer. This is, we're literally here calmly talking today about the greatest orchestrated mass murder in history. And that's what's so frustrating. You're right. The open borders, everything else is a side issue compared to the globalists and their big move. Cutting off food, cutting off resources, cutting off fertilizer, starting giant wars. All of it is a war against civilization. What does the UN say they want? What does the WF say? A post-industrial world. So repeat what you just said. Biggest crime in history happening now.
Yes, absolutely. I have absolutely no qualms about saying that the single biggest cause of agent of death in human history, when we look back at the 21st century, will be COVID. I think you will see more deaths, reproductive issues, birth problems, things like that. Cumulatively, this will be the single biggest cause of death in human history from a single source. I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's going to exceed the numbers entirely of World War II. I think that this is intentional. I don't believe anymore. At this point, I'm willing to tell you I do not believe for a second that this was an accidental release or an accident. You know, it just got out of the Wuhan. See, I've moved past that. Yes, they definitely created it in Wuhan and in America.
And they wanted plausible deniability. This was a long-term plan.
Well, you know what? I gave you that document that showed Brad Wenstrup, right? So the head of the COVID committee in Congress, Brad Wenstrup, got $166,000 from Big Pharma in 2022 election cycle. And that doesn't count the other money that he got from GOP, you know, rhinos like McConnell and McCarthy who put him in charge of that committee. Right there it is. Brad Wenstrup, $168,000. So he got $168,000. And you notice that the number one guy on there was another Republican, by the way. Kathy McMorris Rogers, you know, got $419,000. Now, that doesn't count the money that Wenstrup got from the GOP that also got money from Big Pharma.
And then Bill Gates has spent hundreds of billions the last decade buying off the media. All these shows worshiping him, they'll admit later he's an underwriter. He's paying for that.
Oh, yeah. The Poynter Institute, huge funder. And they're the ones behind all the fact checkers, right? So all the fact checkers, they're most of them are tied to the Poynter Institute. That's just nothing but a Gates Soros, you know, candy store.
So let's go back to this, though. I don't think it's going well for them, though.
No. Well, because we're telling the truth, right? Honestly, Alex, this is why, right? So lawfare. I've talked to you about lawfare endlessly, legal, political, PR. We push for legislation. We file lawsuits. We communicate with the public. We've got to have the public awake. Without
You're right.
The public,
they're using the system and control judges against us. We've got to use the system in jurisdictions that are actually constitutional against them now.
Well, and not just that. So what I did was I looked at this from the beginning. What did Soros do? How do you go from a country founded by a group of people that had a tea party over tea tax? And how do you get from there to where we are? And so I studied what the Rockefellers did, what the Soros people did, what, you know, all these different people did. And what they did was they manipulated the system by miseducating people. They lied to everybody. And then they used the outrage and the anger that they built through their lies to manipulate the judges, to manipulate the politicians, and to change the legal system. So what we did was, you know, my counter to this, here's my super secret sauce. I just tell the truth, right? So when I tell the truth, people realize they were lied to, and then they're mad. Well, that puts just the same political pressure on the politicians and the judges. So then when I go into court, it helps me when I have to meet that plausibility standard that they like to throw stuff out on. It helps me when I go in front of Congress or someone else to say, well, you know, listen, I got, you know those 10,000 phone calls you got yesterday? There's going to be 100,000 more tomorrow if you guys aren't acting, right? So these are things that we have to do. But you got to understand that when you ask a lawyer to free your country, a lawyer can only go to court and challenge whether the interpretation of a law is correct. Some of this requires legislative change. All of it requires the people to be active. So what we do is, that's why I keep coming back, Alex. That's why I do so much media. That's why I'm out here. Because if I don't educate people and tell them what's happening and get them fired up and then say, hey, we're going to do this legislation, we're going to do that lawsuit, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. If I don't do that, we don't have the support necessary to overcome the bias that these globalists are doing. You know, luckily, it's a lot cheaper to sell truth than it is a lie. So when we tell the truth, you know, this is why you've had such growth on your show, but it's also why they attack you so much, because they're afraid of truth tellers. They can't have the truth out there. You know, the truth resonates with people. So we leverage truth to push legislation, to push lawsuits, to push all these different things, and to make sure that it's a lot harder. You know, it's really easy to lie and cheat and steal when nobody's looking. It's much harder when the whole world is shining a light on you. So that's what we do on this. And you're right, we are winning. We're winning, though, because the people are waking up largely. What began as a small, you know, little outside movement has really gone mainstream. Everybody knows that these vaccines aren't safe. Everybody knows they're not effective.
And I'll go back to, I mean, we're talking less than 2% have taken the new, in like 3-4 months, their new booster. So now they're trying to make schools mandated for children. This is, we need protests, we need demonstrations, we need more lawsuits, and we need to get control of our Justice Department. And we've got to indict Bill Gates. Again, I'm targeted, you're targeted because you do this. But as a man, I can't sit back while mass murder goes on. And sure, some areas might be overpopulated. Yeah, are humans lazy? Yeah, but you can't put the most evil people the world's ever seen in charge of saying we're getting rid of everybody because they suck. I mean, Hitler thought that too. This is just, no, Hitler sucks.
Yeah.
Stalin
yeah.
sucks. You know, Mao Zedong agreed to kill, a quarter of their population to be given entrance to the New World Order. And they notice Xi Jinping, as bad as he is, 5 years ago, ended the one-child policy, pays him to have 3 kids, broke with the globalists. Now he's the enemy number one because he won't take the shots and won't let him kill all their own people. Because so that's a big deal that Xi Jinping broke with him.
Well, I think Xi Jinping, so that's really an interesting thing because, you know, I got no love for the CCP. I think
I don't either, but I'm saying it looks like they're breaking with it.
Well, I think they have. See, my analysis on this has always been this. I think WEF, CCP have always been frenemies, right? They both hate America because the shining beacon of freedom on the hill can't stand if you want tyranny, and both want tyranny. But if you think that Xi Jinping trusts Klaus Schwab or vice versa, I got another thing for you. I mean, how do you trust an atheist? I mean, what he's going to feel bad about lying? I mean, you can't trust someone who openly kills people.
I totally agree. Tom, do 5 more minutes with us in the next hour. Then I'm going to get into all this other breaking news and this Victor Carlson speech. But I want you to be able to finish what you're saying. But absolutely. It's like Hitler and Stalin, the first World War II, were on the same side. Then they double-crossed each other. That's what's going on. And that's the split. And notice China came here a few weeks ago. Xi Jinping said he was making a deal with the U.S. And now they're basically attacking U.S. ships. So we are entering a time of total insanity. And Tom Renz is our guest. 5 more minutes with him. Then a ton of more news coming up in the third hour on this Monday, November 27th edition. Please remember, we're listener supported. Our incredible X2, does so much for your old body. Back in stock, my book, The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what gets this information out. Please get the book and X2, InfoWarsStore.com right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.